Because this, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has here gathered us, assembled us for a special objective, unique objective, and that is islah, rectification, improvement. And that's why we call this a spiritual or a gathering of rectification, reformation, so that we can speak a few words for the improvement of our batin, inner soul, and so we can also implement the cure, which is dhikrullah. So due to that purpose, based on the principles of tazkiyah that are established, those points and principles in this majlis, in this gathering, we will discuss. My habit is, rather it is Allah's fadl, not it is Allah's blessings, that I always, maybe someone can claim something else in between, but this is my principle. It's a principle that my Shaykh, Hazrat Rahimahullah Ta'ala, his maktubat that Hazrat sent to me, wrote to me for my islah, I repeat those and I share those with you. I discuss the blessings of those, the benefits of those. Maybe if I explain to you, maybe you understand or not, but amalan, physically, implementation wise, this is the situation that I can, in this masjid, testify that in saving me from shaitan and nafs, there's nothing greater than that. That to save me from shaitan and nafs. It has been so long, time has passed, and it is essential, shaitan, and it is necessary, it is a fact that shaitan and nafs, they do attack a person, that we're not nabis, we're not angels. That's why Allah Ta'ala has put us into this world, for testing, for challenges, that immodest things will come, sins will come. If we save ourselves, then it's good. If we go towards them, then we will be included in sin. But Allah Ta'ala has given us the means, the resources most definitely. It's not that Allah Ta'ala hasn't given us the tools, the resources, the methods to save ourselves. So from all of them, the best tariqah, the best method is tazkiyah, and that is rabta shaykh, connection with the teacher, association with the teacher, for islah, for reformation, for improvement. Rabta shaykh, connection with the shaykh is what? Is that always a person is connected, linked, focused on his shaykh, whether he's practically implementation wise good or not, it doesn't matter. But in my life I've experienced, now a person can maintain connection with his shaykh in different ways. Now the era we're in is different. The era I'm talking about, there were no phones, there were no messages. In that time, in that generation, it was severely disrespectful. I couldn't even think, imagine that I'd phone Hazrat Sahib and speak to him. I couldn't even imagine, astaghfirullah. Even now, I shake when I speak about Hazrat Sahib or think about Hazrat Sahib. How are you? Are you okay? On the phone? No, impossible. So, alhamdulillah, I'm grateful these things weren't there at that time. But now, it's very prevalent. Allah's made it easy, isn't it? Allah's made tasawwuf very simple. Very easy. Now, the shaykh for the rabta, the connection, even if you don't write, it's so simple that you can, for example, listen a bayan on a daily basis and you're successful. That's it, via the bayans. So it's ikhlas, sincerity. How much yearning do you have? How serious are you to progress in this case? That I want to depart from this world successful. All the things we're doing, these are all ibadat, worship actions. They're not waste of time activities. They are preparation for the hereafter. For example, when I speak to you, discuss with you, and I keep connection with you, this is not that if I'm saying something to you clearly, behind this, there's an objective. The objective isn't that I'm a big sheikh, I want to become famous, when I have dreams and miracles and visions. Wallahi, there's one thing we are afraid about. We are afraid of one thing. We have one thing we are afraid of. That we need to approach this path with proper sincerity. If we don't do that, there's the fear. There are many trials in the world, many challenges. If we don't follow this guidance, then how will we save ourselves? For example, if a person is drowning in the ocean, if you throw him into the ocean, if he hasn't drowned, then he doesn't know how to save himself if he doesn't know how to swim. Does he know? Yes, there's a story, there's an ocean, somebody, he falls in and he tries to save himself. But when a person falls in physically himself, not when he hears about it, but then see his striving, that even if he gets a twig in his hand, he'll grasp it, that maybe this will keep me afloat. Only that person knows who's fallen into the water. Have you ever seen somebody who's drowning? You maybe haven't seen that. On the ocean coastline, I saw that there is a very big coastline in Karachi. This happens every day. You stand there and see how the water pulls on people, how they drown. These disasters happen daily. So the ocean, the sea, when somebody is drowning, he knows the feeling physically. And a person who's aware and feels that he wants to save himself in the hereafter, then he finds the way. He looks for the way. He seeks the way. He has so much fear. He doesn't know that how do I save myself? And what should I do? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned things in the Quran, in the verses about Jahannam, Adab, punishment. This is reality. This is not an easy way out. So anyway, to cut that story short, the discussion short, today according to my habit, I was reading the letter and I'd like to share Hazrat Sahib's letter with you. SubhanAllah. It's obvious. Such things, the letters, the maktubat, the writings, they are, you could say, secrets between the Shaykh and the Murid. Maybe in a letter the Shaykh's pulling your ears or telling you off, and we say to Hazrat, I'm doing this. That's like a secret. And how can you share that with people? So why is this letter being shared with you? By chance that when I read this letter, then there was a note at the bottom of Hazrat Sahib, a footnote. And Hazrat Sahib in the footnote wrote that this letter, please read out to your colleagues, your devotees. So maybe I've shared this with you before, but again today that point has come again. And according to Hazrat Sahib's hukam, I'm presenting this message in your khidmat service. Whoever, wherever it goes, that's his choice. So he must have thought about this, the wali of Allah, he doesn't speak futile talk. So the first point is that whenever something like this occurs, the wali of Allah, for example, Hazrat Sahib, mashallah, then when he said something, for example, I'll tell you something about a certain Shaykh, then people like us who are jahil, ignorant, what do we think? Oh, maybe there's some kashf, vision or miracle, or we're going to float in the sky, or something new we're going to see, we're going to enjoy ourselves. Such a point's going to come out about the soul that we'll enjoy ourselves. These are the thoughts when the wali Allah speaks. But rather, the friends of Allah, their points are so solid and complete that their link is 100% solely with the hereafter, when the wali Allah speaks, not for enjoyment. So how does Azhab start the letter? The first sentence we listen, I will tell you the rest how much you understand, but this was hukam for me to explain to you. So Azhab said, so now listen to the statement, that these assets, house, buildings, all of these things will remain here. Look how much fikr we have for these things. Yes, maybe hundreds of thousands of times we've heard this from ulama ikram, mulana sahab, scholars. These assets, buildings, property, all of these things in the world will remain here, will stay here. One such statement this is. This is one such statement. SubhanAllah, that whoever has fikr-e-akhirah, then he will learn from this statement. He will learn from this statement. That's it. He will adhere himself to the path. What a great message Hazrat Sahib said. The first point he said that everything, the root cause of the sins, the hadith is being commentated on it, that walis of Allah don't speak futile talk. Pick up Sahih Bukhari, Mishkat Sharif, Kitabs, all the Kitabs under the sun of Islam, and seek in support of this one statement of Hazrat Sahib, how many hadith and how many verses of the Quran you'll find supporting this statement. Remember, the wali Allah speaks based on something, that everything, root cause of sins, me and you today, the sins we will have committed, 99.9%, the root cause of that is due to dunya, fighting, quarreling, court cases, murdering, sicknesses, home quarrels, fighting, disputes outside. Behind all of these, mostly there's one root cause factor. What's that? Dunya, due to the dunya. All arguments due to the dunya. houses, shops, businesses, premises, money, wealth, promises, even promises. You know promises? Commitments, or let's say further than that, status, rank, position, platform, all for dunya. Nothing to the akhirah. Properties, asset, land, money, wealth, president, vice president, secretary of state, minister, this and leader, promotion, progress. All of this is what? Dunya. This is the definition of dunya. Subhanallah. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he say about this? That dunya, it is the root cause of fasad and disorder. And another place, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that with regards to my ummah, my nation, I have no other fear. The biggest fear I have with regards to my ummah, they'll do everything on the deeds and worship, but my biggest fear that the destruction of my ummah will be due to hubbe dunya, love of the dunya. Subhanallah. Is this not the case? That small amounts of money we fight over, enmity, quarrels, and factions in house. He's not giving me money. He should give me this money. This is my right. Why didn't he give me this much? Why isn't it coming into my allotment? This was my name on it. It should have been transferred to my name. Is this not the case? That relationships, blood relatives, quarrel. And then all fraud, deception, lying. We're all sat here, all of us. Lying, false claims, false things. Ibadah, high up on the mountains. High stack. Further statements. Maybe the first statement I'm stuck on at the moment. I'm not even going to the second statement. That person who is fear of the akhirah, if he has this statement, this is tasawwuf now we're discussing. This is the definition of tasawwuf, Sufism, what we're discussing. This is tazkiyah. Reformation, clean the heart. And this is Quran and this is hadith. All the same thing. All the same subject. This is sharia. Tasawwuf, tazkiyah, sharia, Sufism, tasawwuf, all the same. Sufism is not separate from sharia. Tasawwuf is not separate from sharia. Who's saying this? I'm sat in front of you. You can call me Sufi, Fakir, devotee, disciple, whatever you want. Islah, I do Islah people. Give me what you want. All the same name, under the same banner. But the real name, say he is a person who fears Allah and wants to save himself in the akhirah. That's a Sufi. That's the real title. That's the real title. So, the first statement of Hazrat Sahib in his letter, we've heard this a few times. Here a point I'd like to present in your service. Please listen as we pass it through this gathering. You are mashallah, people who are doing Islah. Don't think it's a game. There's Jack and Roy, whenever you come to Dhikr Allah, go to the company of the friend of Allah, then look at your grave en route. Look at your grave, I tell the truth. Don't look at anything else. Look at the ditch of your grave, the first destination after you die and you are bathed and you will be detached from the dunya and people will put you down in the grave. The first phase, first stop will be the ditch of the grave. Always put that in front of you when you go to a friend of Allah's gathering, dhikr, salah, open the Quran and listen to the, think about your grave and put that in front of you. That from this amal, how much benefit will I give? Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do you enjoy what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? See how Hazrat Sahib's words benefit us. First statement of Hazrat Sahib. I won't read this letter for nothing. The first statement is made a shame. That has the love of the dunya come out of your heart or not? Say subhanallah. Big Sufi you are, Wali Allah. You think you are Hazrat Sahib. You think you're Peer Sahib. You think you're Sheikh. And you have mashallah, a lengthy discussion. My Hazrat, what's he telling me? What's he telling me? That has the love of dunya come out of your heart? Allahu Akbar. People say, Shaykh have gone. I say the Shaykh, he stays alive forever. Subhanallah. The Shaykh, where does he go? He doesn't depart. If you have a link in your heart with your Shaykh, the Shaykh, even after death, he doesn't detach from you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you like what I'm saying or not? Or not? That's why you've come here to me and I'm sat in front of you. This is the tasawwuf. Yeah, you know people come, oh give me bayah, I want to be bad, pledge allegiance. No, I'm not enjoying myself. And then he goes to another teacher. This is just games. These people aren't serious. They don't know about akhirah. Hereafter, they have no recognition what is dunya, the dangers of the dunya, the reality of akhirah. What are we doing in life? Where are we going? Why do you go to a sheikh? Why do you take his hand in your hand? Why do you serve him? Why do you have khidmat for him? Why do you love him? Why is he your teacher? We have no recognition and awareness. Person realizes at that time, when fear of Allah comes into his heart and when the fear of the grave comes into his heart, I took all of one assistance, my sheikh who could save me. This is the recognition. So listen. So how many times we've heard this hadith that save yourself from the fear of the love of dunya, love dunya. So look at the parallels with this statement of Hazrat Sahib. Another point I'd like to present to your service. Ulama Akram, the scholars are present. Subhanallah. Listen. That in listening, note what I'm saying, note, make note what I'm saying. This ajiz is humble servant. In listening and understanding, how much difference is there? There's a massive difference, difference of lives. In listening and understanding, there is a difference. It takes all life long to make the difference between, the leap between difference in listening and understanding. You understand what I'm saying? That to listen to something, listen. And after listening to understand it, you need lifelong time. Example, Hazrat Sahib, when he stated this to me about the dunya, you listen to this, but if I had understood, then all my life long to attain this, I would have worked hard. Wouldn't I? What you see, the Sufis all life long, great personalities, you hear about their lives. What is it they're doing? When they heard this hadith, this point, we hear the hadith, we hear the Quran, but we don't understand. We don't understand. To understand, you need your life long term. Am I wrong with what I'm saying? Life long term. That's a message. We've heard it. It's gone in our ears. But have we understood it? We listen. We listen, dunya is temporary. Dunya is a deception. It's a fraud. The love of the dunya is destruction, loss. But if somebody understood this, then he would to take this dunya out of the heart. You need the lifelong effort. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. It's not for nothing that person rejects dunya, dhikr, adhkar, ibadat, worship. Why do people do this? Why do people make so much effort? Why? Why do we do much of dhikr? Why? Do I need to do dhikr? Why do I need to do tilawat? Recitation. Why? Why do I need to go to a sheikh, a teacher, do mujahidah? Just pray five times salah. Come home, relax, end of story. Pray salah, that's enough. Why do I need to make effort, go to sheikh, do dhikr? Why? Because when you understand something, not just listen to it, that this dunya, I need to take this love out of my heart. All the amal, I'm doing the deeds. And all the love of the dunya, all the actions I'm doing running after the dunya, I'll present another point of hazard in front of you. Maybe I can't complete the letter. That all amal that you do for the love of this dunya, all actions, until the love of the dunya doesn't come in your heart, because all sins, the root cause is dunya. Love of dunya, if the love of dunya doesn't come out of the heart, then how will you get to the good deeds? And if the love of this dunya stays in your heart, all the amal you'll do, they will be due to and stuck to and adhered to the love of the dunya. So you have to stop, put the brakes on, let me take the love of the dunya to my heart. And to take the love of the dunya to the heart, when the person does mujahidat, for that you need time. Then he picks up the tasbih, then he cries in front of Allah, then in the heart he works hard on it. And when the sheikh encourages him, pushes him, and reforms him, it gets to the root of his heart, that need to detach the love of the dunya from my heart. Am I right or am I wrong? So we've heard things, but if we'd understood, then subhanallah. If we had understood, then we would have taken the dunya out of our heart. We'd run after this objective. Until the love of the dunya doesn't come out of my heart, I cannot succeed. I'll stop this point here, otherwise too much detail will come out. Let's go to the next step. And only Hazrat Sahib's letter explained this to me. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. I knew the Hazrat Sahib will say something when the Shaykh speaks to the murid. It's not something for the sake of it. If the murid loves the Shaykh and he wants akhirah, then every second and every word of his sheikh is a precious pearl and he grabs it. And the way that the sheikh speaks is amazing. Remember, sometimes he's speaking funnily, in a funny tone, or jokingly, or seriously, or just in walking. But if he's a Kamil sheikh and his murid is a true murid, his every word, whatever it is not a waste of time. Behind it is the objective of the akhirah. Remember this, I sit on this prayer mat and I'm telling you this point. It cannot be, because that student, Allah Ta'ala has attached him to the Shaykh, to Allah. And when the student takes the hand of the Shaykh, then he's taking Allah Ta'ala's assistance. And Allah has given me such a big responsibility that Allah says, I put this student to your assignment. You need to save him from hell. Otherwise, I will ask you as well, O teacher, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Shaykh, if he is a person who loves the world, he doesn't know. He says, how many students have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 12, 14, 15. How many students have I got? How many properties have I got? Money, bank balances, bank accounts. What's he got? But no, the Shaykh Kamil, he stops there. Puts the brakes on. Allah, I cannot reject this student and I cannot embrace him. You've selected me for this objective. You sent this student to me, Allah. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Mumtahana, that, O my Nabi, O my Prophet, when the believing women come to you, when they come to you, give them the Pledge of Allegiance. So what is this? The Quran is giving the hint. The Mushaik Ikram until the Day of Judgment, Allah says, I will send the Muris, the devotees to you, students, you must do their Islah. You must educate them, reform them. And here, who you bayat with? I'm bayat with this sheikh from this city, from this country. Have you met him ever? Any Islah, reformation? No, nothing. Nothing. Just name, big title, big shot sheikh. That's it. I'm connected to him and I've got a big connection. Nisbat is nisbat, fine. But where's your Islah? Where's your reformation? Say subhanallah. Where's your rectification? Islah will occur when you sit in front of each other or you have a connection with him. He sees you, you see him. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And he sees you so much, you see him so much that your heart fills. Subhanallah. Your heart doesn't even fill. So much you see each other that insan from decades is with his teacher and his heart does not fill. Oh, I just met him. It felt like I just met him today or yesterday. For example, don't you feel when you sit in the dhikr in the morning that maybe it's today is the first gathering we sat together? Does a person get put off? Is he afraid? Do you feel that, oh, it's been too long, I need to leave it now? So I will have total 100% yakin certainty because this connection with Allah, it can never be that you feel stale or it's too long. If someone asks you that, how, when did you meet your husband, sahab? Then you'll say, 15 years ago, I think. Isn't it? Isn't this the case? You'll say to me, this brother, that, for example, his beard was black and it's now white. And it's not due to driving the taxi. It's, subhanAllah, it's due to the meeting, the introduction. MashaAllah, he had the beard. And how many years have you got the meeting with Sheikh? And the person, if he sees him, he doesn't know that he's connected to me. Why is he meeting? But our relationship is so strong. I know and he knows that how many years we know each other. We know how many years we know each other. Isn't this the case? So fast the time passes between the meetings and the love. Person can't even count how many years have passed. As I said, to listening and understanding is a massive difference. Do you understand the point? So we listen many times frequently. We hear every day. We hear the words, nasiha, advices, Quran. We hear. But the person who's understood, oh, then one point he'll work hard all lifelong. This is the hukam. Take the love of dunya out of the heart. Stick to that. Get that out of the heart. When he starts walking on that path, then he needs time and effort to achieve that. So when our next statement, listen. Next statement, as I've said, that this dunya, money, houses, properties, premises, business will just remain here, stay here, will be the plan. And good deeds will go with us, say subhanallah. Next statement, what did Hazrat Sahib say? Good deeds will go along with us. So here, as I said to you before, why? That amal cannot be good if there's dunya in it, subhanallah. That deed cannot be a good deed if there is dunya in it. What a great sheikh. This is the Kamil sheikh. Complete sheikh. How long time passed? 70, 80 years, Hazrat Sahib's words, and iman was being refreshed. Have you now realized why Hazrat Sahib said this? They shared this with your colleagues. Do you understand now why Hazrat Sahib wrote in the letter? What a great statement Hazrat Sahib said. That maybe it's the first time I'm sharing this letter with you from my notes. I can't remember if I've shared this with you before. Subhanallah. And this is not, I'm giving you a story, but this is nasiha, I swear by Allah. The next statement, Hazrat Sahib said what? That good deeds will go along with you. So good deeds, Hazrat Sahib said, that the love of the dunya, if it's ingrained in your heart, then you cannot do good deeds. So now here the next statement, how Hazrat Sahib completed the statement. To explain this, you need a brain, isn't it, to understand, to absorb. So if you listen, whose letter? The people of the dunya, makan, house, property. Oh, don't need that. End of story. Everyone reads a letter like this, isn't it? And how am I reading this letter in front of you? Subhanallah. Difference. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is Quran and a hadith. Now if I start giving you references of our pious predecessors and their lives, then this becomes a whole subject in itself. A big subject in reality comes in front of us. So we'll try our best, won't we? Will you try? For what? First principle number one. What's principle number one? To take the love of dunya out of the heart. Take the tasbih and take the love of dunya to my heart. Do dhikr Allah, take dunya to my heart. Go to the shaykh Allah, take the dunya to my heart. That's why you come to me. So from your heart you can extract the dunya. Eliminate the dunya. Otherwise all deeds are a waste, brothers. Hear the next statement of Hazrat Sahib. This is a massive statement from a massive personality. The ilham and kashf is fantastic. Massive, humongous. They don't speak for nothing. Hazrat Sahib, he was to deliver fares until this generation. Gadai Sharif was a small village. You know, like you have a village in the background from your ancestry, Baroch or Surat, small village, and you have small villages there. Man sat there on a straw mat in a mud hut, and there's a candle flickering. This was the life of my Hazrat Sahib where this message came from. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the whole world is benefiting from this. Subhanallah. That mud hut with the candle flickering on the straw mat. From his akabareen, from his walis. Allah takes such work of the deen. It's his words. But Allah delivers that message to the world. That's why Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he said, who's here, Allah? Who's here when there's the desert, barren land, making a home for Hajj? Allah, there's no one here in the desert of Makkah. Who's going to come? Allah says, your job to make. You call out, Allah said. You call out and I will send the people, Allah said. And so many people come, in the millions they will come. Corona will come, then they will stop. They will stop. I'll send corona when they become totally bone idle. They won't be capable of seeing my home. So impure they will become. So impure their eyes, their bodies, that when they'll totally dislike them, Allah says, when I'll reject them, they don't come near to my home. Then I'll send corona and I'll make them farag in the world. Detached. Their salah will be destroyed, their rows will be destroyed, their meetings will be destroyed, their deen will end. Just one principle, just by words. This is deen. Where me and you are praying, we're not praying it properly. You call this a saf, a row of salah? Is this fulfilling the principle of salah, the way we're standing in salah? This is azab. This is punishment from Allah. But no, we're happy because the roast chicken's going into our stomach. Yeah. No, Allah's given us food, halal chicken. Allah's happy. This is just a sickness Allah sent to the world. But Allah's friends, they are crying, Allah, my salah, where's it gone? That I used to pray in your home in the masjid. Subhanallah. Where's my Kaaba gone, Allah? Where I used to go and I used to spend Ramadan in the Kaaba. Oh, but we're happy. No, it's just a sickness. But I'm praying salah. Corona, as long as I don't get afflicted, but we're worried and fearful. May I not be afflicted by corona. Run away, rows, gaps, big gaps for miles. The hukam is pray salah. And when you should pray shoulder to shoulder, that even shaitan can't come between. And here shaitan's army is in between us. I'm not giving you fiqhi masail, jurisprudence. I'm telling you a point of principle that we can see clearly. We should learn from this. I'm not saying that the decisions made they are wrong. I'm not saying that. Of course the decisions made they are correct. I have no attachment to them. No worry about that. But my heart is crying that what salah are we praying at the moment? What sort of prostration are we doing at the moment? What's happened? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you accept what I'm saying? Do you realize what I'm saying? Why? The reason behind this, I swear by Allah, there's nothing else. All of this destruction, calamity, disease, Makkah's gone, Medina's gone, Salah's gone, Mazhab's gone, Deen's gone, and men and women all are started to wear niqab. The women, they've taken their niqabs off. Yes, and they were in pajamas, and we had taken our kameezes off. The daughters and our mothers and our daughters, Allah Ta'ala said, I'll go parda on their faces now, black and white on their faces. Women, imagine that they made themselves naked. Allah says, now put the parda back on you. Subhanallah. Isn't this the case? Yes. In no history you see azabs have come to previous nations and tribes, but such an azab like today has never come on a previous nation tribe. Never. Destruction's come. Calamity's come. But how in the destruction in the deen, our focus, attention, and the punishment Allah has given, is that we've accepted this as we're happy with our state of affairs. We're so happy, content with our principles, our stomachs have been filled. But Allah Ta'ala, when He grabs, He will grab severe. So even now we have time, we need to put khawf. And I can't see that nobody's got khawf in his heart at the moment. Allah is unhappy with us. What shall we do? So as I said to you, why has this azab come? Why is this corona come? Why is Allah unhappy with us? What is the sin we can do? I'll tell you the biggest sin. The same that my Hazrat gave Nasiyam. That due to this sin, the sins we commit is due to hubbe dunya has overwhelmed us. Every man is a deceptor. Every man earns haram. Every man is lying. Every man is a fraudster. Every man is a liar. Money, wealth, whatever it takes. Even with his sheikh, he has a relationship just for wealth. I've got a connection, my teacher, so I can get references, contacts, dunya, money. Every action of ours is connected to dunya. And the hukam, the next statement, the letter is lengthy, but only 10 statements. No, 5 statements of Hazrat Sahib in this letter. 5. And all of this is deen, day, night. You can understand I was not satisfied that until I don't go to the majlis and speak, so that some of that feeling can come out from within me. Say subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You enjoying what I'm saying? Hazrat Sahib's words, you understand? You enjoying? Allahu Akbar. So, Hazrat, have you heard a letter like this before? Tell me. In the gathering, let's hear next point. First point, if the love of the dunya doesn't come out of the heart, Hazrat Sahib said, what did Hazrat Sahib say? All the dunya will stay here. What will stay here? Deeds will go with you. Not good deeds. Not pious deeds. Don't put extra words. You didn't say pious deeds. What did he say? Amal. Amal will go with us. So the first point, Hazab said that hubbe dunya, love of dunya, your deeds cannot be good. So Hazab didn't say good. Didn't say pious. Say subhanallah. One murid can only understand the points of his murid, of his sheikh. So when a person is doing actions, how can it become good? Hazrat Sahib said, amal won't go with you. And here the next statement, then you'll understand, complete the subject. But the condition, now amal comes. Hazrat Sahib said, amal won't come, but the condition, Hazrat Sahib's word. But the condition is, if you do the deed for Allah's sake, subhanahu, for Allah's pleasure, Allah Akbar, then the chapter is sealed. Whatever deeds and action you do with love of the dunya, your deeds cannot be good. Because the condition, the underlying factor, is that that deed that you're doing, who should it be for? Allah's, what? This gathering, who is this for? Allah's rada. All the big gatherings and mosques should be for who? Allah's pleasure. The advertisement should be for what? Allah's pleasure. Recitation should be for Allah's pleasure. Imam should be for who? Allah's pleasure. Quran should be for what? Allah's pleasure. So how can it be that if I sit on this prayer mat, I swear by Allah, that if the heart, the love of the world doesn't come out of a person's heart, it's impossible he's doing any deed for the sake of Allah. Can this be wrong? Can Quran be wrong? Can Hadith be wrong? No, the friend of Allah, he comes to reform the whole generation. So the message is what? The dunya, take it out of your heart. Take the love of the dunya out of your heart. All the hajj and your umrah you do with the love of dunya wrapped around you, there's nothing there. Nothing can you attain that you can't give anything to Allah because of the condition. All deeds you implement have to be for who? For who? Allah's rada, for Allah's sake. That's it. Now I went to Hazrat Sahib. Who? Which Hazrat? Hazrat Arifi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Arif Billah. Dr. Abdul Hayy. Who is he? Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Rahmatullah. Hazrat Arif Billah. Hazrat Arifi. He was a great Khalifa of who? Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Subhanallah. And Hazrat Thanvi Sahib was, he was also a colleague of Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib. They're both from Karachi and not far from my home. Dr. Sahib, he was in our vicinity. So that my link was with Hazrat Sahib, but Hazrat Sahib hinted to me, directed me. So, mashallah, they were all in a great generation. Hazrat Sahib, Thanvi Sahib, my sheikh, had a link with him, and he also had a link with him. So this humble servant went there to Hazrat Dr. Arif Billah Sahib, Arifi Sahib. That, subhanallah, he had stopped everything. He left the dunya. And my first meeting with Hazrat Arifi Sahib, rahmatullah, he was the mentor, the sheikh of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib. He closed the door and he took me to a special room. He took me to a place until today. I remember there was a cupboard there, broken cupboard, and there was a broken bench, and I sat there near the bench, and Hazrat said, "What are you doing here?" Lucknow style of speaking. Lucknow style of Urdu, specific, technical. And you speak in Gujarati, Kemcho, etc. But he had Lucknow, there's no che in the way he speaks. So, and a very direct speech. He said, "What are you doing here? How are you sitting?" I sat on the bench. I should have sat on the floor. And he gave me the chair. He said, and he sat on the bench himself that was breaking down. He gave me the chair. So here, I realized, anyway, lengthy discussion. What can I say to you? The point of what I'm saying is that he gave me nasiha there. Nasiha. Great sheikh, the walis of Allah, their statement, their practice. We continued to talk. The discussion continued. The effect took place. The Thanvi effect took place. Say subhanallah. As a Thanvi Sahib was Faruqi. Subhanallah, remember this. Yes, he was Faruqi. So maybe due to that blood relationship, that for Islah, I was sent there. So I could get that link. So Thanvi effect took place via Hazrat Dr. Arif Billah Sahib, Dr. Abdul Hayy. When you go to a person to give him cloth, when you give someone who puts the dye on the cloth, then the color comes onto the cloth. So Thanvi Sahib, mashallah, was a sheikh of Hazrat Arif Billah, Ramdullah. So obviously his effect was taking place. The color, the effect, the influence, me and him, that's it. Nasiha, discussion. Imagine that meeting, that sohbat, that connection. End of the day, the summary is what? He said, now I'd like to tell you the final nasiha, Faruqi sahib. I said, gee. He said, tie the knot on this, because you are in the khanqa, you are the teacher, you have murids, and your sheikh, he has a link with a great sheikh. So now tie the knot on this final piece of advice, that all the points I've set up to now, everything, whatever you do, if it's for the sake of Allah, then you'll succeed, otherwise everything will be destroyed, everything. And today, the same letter of Hazam, I'm reading the same guidance. Subhanallah. This is the sign of the Kamil sheikhs. So he stated, which amal? That deed which is solely for Allah's rada, has the objective of Allah's rada. Salah is that which is for the sake of Allah's pleasure. Murid, the connection with the teach. 70 stories, I can't get married, I can't find a partner, I've got problems. Is this the reason why you've gone to find a sheikh, or have you gone to learn the dhikr of Allah? Is it for progress in the dunya? What should he do if you don't succeed in the world or problems, etc.? What he has to give you, focus on that, attain that. Why? Because we don't go to the teacher for the sake of Allah. We go for the sake of dunya. My brothers, I put my hands together and I plead. Look, my hands are put together and I plead to you. It's a big gathering. You are pious people here. Ulema, respected scholars are here. And people like me are here. For the sake of Allah, don't waste this precious time. Listen to the first lesson. Until the love of the dunya doesn't come out of your heart, you cannot succeed. Yes? And the method to detach love of dunya from heart is what? Is make the niyyah, take the tasbih. An objective isn't to take the dunya out of the heart. Is there an objective? No. We sit in maraqba, we don't have niyyah to take dunya out of the heart. We don't have that niyyah. We go to the sheikh for a meeting, we don't have the niyyah to take dunya out of the heart. We don't focus on that point. If we was just to create this pain and fikr, and the sadness, I'm doing dhikr, I'm sat to next to Hazrat, I'm doing maraqba. Allah, please take the love of dunya to my heart. Allah is the one who gives. Allah says, now you've come to the crux of the matter. Now you're asking me for the real, genuine thing. Now your dhikr is accepted and dunya has gone out of the heart. Say subhanallah. If you make friendship with Allah, then you will see. Make the niyyah. Have you ever made niyyah intention? You pick up this bee, I've done 30, 50, 10's enough, maraqba, 2 minutes, you depart, run away. You think there's a machine and everything will happen automatically? No, this isn't the case. Allah says, the Prophet said, all actions according to intention. Hadith number one. In all the collections, Sahih Bukhari, hadith number one. And the final hadith, dhikrullah. Subhanallah. Kalma Tayyiba, yes, Habibatayn, all the recitations. So Imam Bukhari, that was his style. Start from where? Niyyah, intention, end with what? Dhikrullah. So what's the message? Summary? Subhanallah. Make your niyyahs correct with dhikrullah, and all of Sahih Bukhari will come into your brain. You'll understand all of it. Otherwise, you can do Khatam Bukhari will not affect you, not help you. Tali, you can clap out, and that's the end of the gathering. The enjoyment is this, subhanallah. The enjoyment is this. Kamil Sheikh, complete Sheikh. One letter, few words share with you, and the heart should tremble and shake. Has it shaken? Trembled? Tell me. So what is Sahih Bukhari then? Why we hear, but we don't understand. To understand, you need the lifelong time. So my brothers, our mission, mine and yours, I'm worse than you. I'm more need than you, desperate. Our mission, that take the love of dunya to the heart. Hubbe dunya. How should it come out? Every second make an objective that Allah make dua. Allah take the dunya love out of my heart. Allah take the love of the dunya to my heart. Every second, every minute, every hour. We know it's hard. It's hard. The hardest task is take dunya, hubbe dunya out of the heart. Hardest task. Hubbe dunya, when it comes out, wife, she won't come near you. Children won't come near you. House won't look the same. Wife won't look the same. Children won't look the same. Just like Abu Bakr Sadiq and his son, that statement. He said, Abba Jan, you came under my sword. I considered you my father and I saved you. Sadiq said, subhanallah. If you came once, you wouldn't be here now. Subhanallah. This is cool. Love of dunya coming out of the heart. Every connection, relationship is steadfast, established. Next statement is lengthy. And great, heavy statement has decided, and the discussion will become lengthy. So maybe next time. So, hubbi dunya, love of the world. Example. That dunya is in your heart, and you, my father, I left you, but inside my heart was not dunya. You were like my enemy, because your link, connection was with, not with Allah and His Rasul. Whether it's your wife, children, house, outside, society, all things, if they have no connection with Allah, then they should look like wilderness to you. What love? What love? If wife doesn't pray salah, you love her? If in the house people don't pray, you have love? The love for the husband? With that society? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Love with Allah, you love Allah, then there's no dunya love. Detaches us, but our situation, oh no, he's only a young child, doesn't make any difference. Long beards we've got, oh he's just a kid, he'll be fine. Oh, when he gets a bit older, when she finishes the course, when he becomes a doctor, engineer, then he'll pray. Oh, we're praying, so what salah are you praying? My husband said first, if the love of dunya don't come to your heart, no deed of yours, no deeds of yours is a deed. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Ameen. Recite the Rushdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyid al-mursaleen. Shafi'i al-muslimin. Taha wa yasin. Al-Habib al-Ameen. Ya Allah, to apne fazl ko humse hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Allah, hamari khataon ko maaf farma. Saghira aur kabira gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, to humse razi ho ja. Ae mere maula, to humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, to humse razi ho ja. Ae mere maula, hamare tamam gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, hamari tauban ko qubool farma le. Ya Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool farma le. Ae mere maula, hame sukoon naseeb farma. Aasood ki naseeb farma. Aala darje ki ibadat naseeb farma. اے میرے مولا تیرے فضل و کرم سے جو کچھ کہنے اور سننے کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرمائی اے میرے مولا سننے کے بعد سمجھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہماری کوتاہیوں کو تجھ سے بہتر کون جانتا ہے میرے مولا تو ہمارے دلوں کے حالوں کو جانتا ہے میرے مولا اس قدر دنیا ہمارے اندر موجود ہے یا کریم اپنے فضل اور کرم سے اپنی رحمت کے صدقے سے میرے مولا ہمارے دلوں سے دنیا کو نکال دے اور اپنی محبت عطا فرما دے ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو اولاد نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو اولاد نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو اولاد نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنے فضل کرم سے ہر حاجت مند کی حاجت قبول فرما یا اللہ بار بار ذکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و علی صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ